What's up, everybody? How's everyone doing today? Been a really long week. Well, last week I was trying to do this on the weekend, but I kind of just got lazy, so I didn't do it. But it's been a pretty long week. Took my Friday off, so I had a 3-day weekend. So it's, I went to see Joe Rogan show Thursday night, so I knew I wasn't gonna make it to work at 3 in the morning the next day. So I decided to take the whole day off. And I really didn't do shit on Friday. I wish I would have done something more productive, but I really didn't do anything. So I got with my girlfriend, that's pretty much it. Yeah, I hope you guys had a good weekend. My friend Juan came back from the military. He's in the Air Force. He was in the reserve, so he just came back from away. I was supposed to have him on the podcast, but he was a little late. Probably he was supposed to be here last Monday. He got in on Saturday, so yeah, that didn't happen. Oh yeah, by the way, today's date is God damn it, the 9th, August 9. Okay. Just so we keep track of this shit. Anyways, yeah, he was supposed to do the podcast. He's gonna do it this weekend, so just be on the lookout for that. We're gonna talk about Kuwait and his time over there in the middle of hell. If you guys know where Kuwait is, it's in the middle of everything that's going on in the Middle East right now. I don't even know how he stays, how nothing happened to him out there, but yeah. Anyways, this weekend, I went on a fucking binge, on an eating binge. That's why I gotta stay away from edibles. Yeah, I don't know if you had an edible before, but those things will make you see the devil. This motherfucker's pretty fucking strong. I got this cookie. I just ate it probably like a nibble, and it fucked me up really bad. Oh, wait, you see? I was a little high on Friday night, so I forgot that we went to play golf. This place called Top Golf out here in Roseville, past Sacramento. It's pretty fucking fun, actually. I only played golf once before that, but yeah, it was pretty fucking fun. We stayed there for a while. It was pretty fucking high. It took me a while to get a hang of it, but as soon as you start getting it, yeah, it's pretty easy. It's basically, it's like a bowling alley, but for golf. If you guys want, you're bored, you have a few friends, you guys should go check it out. It's a little pricey. The food's is good. They have good food. I had this mini slider fried chicken waffles with gravy and maple syrup. Oh, fucking delicious. Delicious. With tater tots, god damn, that shit was good. What else did I have? I had something else. I eat like a fucking pig. I was doing a fasting, so I will fast for about 23 hours, and I have one big meal. Have all my calories in that one big meal. But when I get high, you throw in not having eaten in 23 hours and then being high. Oh god damn, it fucked me up, dude. From Thursday night all the way to fucking, let's see, yesterday, Tuesday night, fucking, I was pigging out really bad. I eat to the point that I can't fucking even breathe anymore. Around my left chest, between my chest and my shoulder, it starts hurting every time I take a breath in. So I get, even though I dieted for so long, sometimes I get my little spurts when I just go crazy on food. And, I get it, dude. I get it. I've been on both sides, okay? So, if you have trouble controlling your eating, I get it. I'm there. I'm still there. I have those little, that's why, for myself, I need a diet. I need to be in some kind of program. Because if I'm left to my own devices and I'm trying to eat like a civilian, like just a regular person, I will fucking eat ice cream all day. That's why I don't like to do that. And it's not only that, is the just getting high. That's my biggest. There's so many good things about weed, but the only bad thing about it is the eating part. Cause goddamn, it's so hard to control it once you get on that little binge eating. And especially I've been on a ketogenic diet too, so when I eat carbs, it just fucking triggers me, and I'm just going a fucking rampage with the food. Yeah, not good. I always fucking regret it. Trust me, if you think you're gonna regret eating all that fucking food, you're gonna fucking regret it the next day. So I say don't take a chance, and you know, just take it slow. Don't try to smoke in a full stomach so you can't eat no more. That's my best advice. But if you're on an empty stomach, do not eat. Or if you're like me, do not fucking smoke or have an edible or anything, because it will get you. But yeah, it all started on Thursday night at the Joe Rogan show. Me and my girl went to the Chicago Fire in Sacramento. They had the fuck. I gotta say, honestly, that's the best pizza I ever had. We had a large deep dish pizza. It was like half pepperonis, Canadian bacon, or something else. And my girl, she's for the most part, she's vegetarian, so she had a you know, like a just veggies big pizza. Oh my god, it was fucking delicious. Whew, the both my her and her my side of the pizza and her side of the pizza. So I really recommend it. But yeah, so yeah, that's pretty much what I did all weekend. I've been trying to upload the podcast. It was a little harder than I thought. I'm still in the progress of doing it. So when you listen to this podcast right here, you might still be listening to it on YouTube. But pretty soon enough, I'll get the hang of it. I'll put it on podcast. It's beginning hectic, you know. It's getting a little more busy. I'm getting a little busier at work. Doing 10-hour shifts, and I'm trying to manage that. And finally, after fucking 7 years, finally, I'm going to college. I'm going to motherfucking college, man. It took me so fucking long to finally get there. You know, first years, it was a little. My situation was at first when I got out of high school. I was what people call it. Legal alien, you know, with the spaceship and all that shit. Yeah, that's I really didn't have the option to go to college right after high school, because I had to help my mom. You know, pay rent and all that stuff, because she, you know, when you're an illegal, your work opportunities aren't that great. And if anything, it's mostly labor, you know, that noble, not a citizen or somebody from here is willing to do for the amount of money that you get for that. So, yeah, with that being said, yeah, I couldn't go to college. Then after a while, it was when I finally was able to get paperwork and, you know, be here legally. I was just procrastinating, honestly. I lost the drive. I was so fucking ready to go to college. It was either that or the Marines. But I'm fucking glad I wasn't able to go to the Marines, because, you know, it's just, we're so fucked up, man. Nowadays, just looking at all the shit's going on, yeah, I'm glad I'm not in it. But, you know, that was a way to get out, trying to make something of myself, but that didn't happen. I didn't go to college. So yeah, I've been working since I was fucking 14. And I was gonna drop out of high school, but you know, I was gonna work the fields so I could help my mom out, but she said no. So I just kind of, you know, I graduated high school. I'm fucking glad I graduated high school, because it's fucking hard right now. They're asking even for high school diplomas for work. So yeah, I'm glad I fucking did. I'm glad I finished it. And if you can't fucking finish high school, man, you're just a fucking lazy piece of shit. High school's easy. It's not. I mean, you could even do homeschool, but it's easy, man. If you can't fucking get through high school, like, come on, really? Can't really fucking get through high school? High school's easy as shit, dude. Easy. Take it from me. Somebody had to learn a whole different fucking language when I came here and I was 10. I had to learn English. It took me about 3 years for me to be able to speak it, so, you know, my accent isn't perfect. I haven't lost my accent. I still have some. You know, people think I'm Russian, but I mean, yeah. But it took me 3 years. So you know, And even and at that time, I was still learning the proper way of, you know, proper, you know, Spanish, you know, grammar, writing, and all that bullshit, reading. So I had to, like, you know, I was in between two fucking languages, but I learned, I got down, I feel like I got my English down pretty good, you know, for the most part. But yeah, it's hard, you know, when you're, when you come over here, you're illegal, you don't have no fucking, you have nothing, you know, you just do labor, and it sucks, dude. It fucking sucks. But honestly, being in that position gave me more of a drive. I had to, you know, I was like, yeah, I want to do good. I want to, you know, I want to build something better for me. My mom, I was, you know, so tired of watching her break her back to, you know, support my sister and I. So, yeah, you know. Yeah, and when I became legalized here in the U.S., I lost my drive because I wasn't struggling as much, honestly. My mom found a husband, so he was taking care of her. I wasn't worried about my mom. So basically, I was just cruising by for a while until now. You know, finally, I was, you know what, I gotta fucking go to school, and I'm fucking cracking down on it now, finally. Took a while. Could have been there a few years ago, but I kind of just, I signed up, but I never went. So yeah, now, but yeah, living here, living as a regular citizen or resident or anything, wherever you are, but you're just being legal here, you just change your whole perspective on your life. when I was an illegal alien, you know, everything was hard. I was always on my toe. I was driving illegally, no license. You know, I was in the fear of getting pulled over. They would take your car away, and then you have to get out of the impound. You got to pay like a fucking $1,000 for the impound fee for a month. You don't got the kind of money. That car you had was like, it wasn't even worth $1,000. You just move on. It's pretty fucking difficult. But when I became legal here in the States, yeah, I lost my drive, man. You're not as driven. You get lazy as fuck, and that's why I see all this now. I'm now having first world problems. You know, having to decide, fuck, am I gonna go with Verizon or Sprint on my fucking new phone? You know what I mean? Or are we gonna get sushi this weekend, or what the fuck are we gonna get this weekend for dinner? You know, I didn't have. Before, you know, going to McDonald's was a treat, you know, having to work a full-time job and go to high school at the same time was pretty fucking rough, but I, you know, it's manageable. So that's why I go back to saying, if you're not passing high school, you are just a fucking lazy piece of shit. I'm sorry, but that's true. You know, you could do it. It's easy, man. I did it working a full-time job, an 8-hour full-time job at a warehouse. Full with nothing with illegals, you know, and that's not so, you know, they didn't give a fuck I was working there. So I was going to school, then I had a full-time job, and I still managed to do my work and pass high school. You know, I was a decent student in high school, but if I wouldn't have been fucking around a lot and, you know, working, I'm pretty sure I would have been better. But yeah, man, yeah, if you get a chance to go back to school, man, fucking do it, man. Or anything, just learn something, learn a trade. Don't think you're stuck at the place you at. Cause look at me, I literally had when I came here at 10, I literally have only what I had on, my this purple and blue long sleeve shirt, this jeans. I don't remember what kind of shoes I had. Hadn't taken a shower for fucking 2 weeks. I had nothing, literally nothing when I got here. Now look at me, living in a fucking nice neighborhood, with a, you know, decent car that my first car from the dealership, I'm paying it off. I'm able to go out on the weekends with my girlfriend. Yeah, you could do it, man. Don't keep fucking fighting, you know. But yeah, I'm about to cut this podcast off right now. But next one, and I will be talking to my friend Juan. We will discuss what he did and what he went through in Kuwait, in the Middle East. So yeah, thank you guys for listening, and I'll be coming. I promise I'll be trying. hopefully by next podcast, by next episode, I will have it uploaded to the iTunes podcast app, maybe Google Play. I'm going to try to figure all that out. But yeah, thank you guys. Thank you for everybody that's listening. And stay tuned. I should be having some more interesting podcasts coming up soon. Not just me talking shit, but yeah, thank you guys for listening. And I hope you guys have a fucking great day. Bye-bye.